All right, thank you. Okay, I just, it's a pleasure. Catherine Malavani contacted me a few weeks ago. And for those who remember who heard 3 years ago, we did a similar series. So we choosing different things. So I thought, yes, be a great idea. So no, Avodat Yom Kippurim today, Ne'ila, Halal, and Geshem. So without further ado, Chazan Malavani, of course, for a world famous Chazan for over 50 years at Fifth Avenue Synagogue. And really a pleasure to welcome him back in semi-retirement, but he's still teaching, you know, Chazanut at Yeshiva University. And Vakasha, let's get started.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Jay. And I'm ready to start. The theme today is the Avodah on Yom Kippurim. On that, I have a few short remarks, and then, of course, I will go right into the davening itself. Mm-hmm. And here is what it is. You know that there are two versions to the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. There is the minhag of the Ashkenazim, and that begins with Amitz Koach, right after Ochila Lakel, and I will come to it in a second because I like to connect it with it. And the Sfaradim have the Ata Konamta. And these are the piyutim. Now, these piyutim of the Avodah are not really part of the davening. They are only said, first of all, not in the silent Shmone Esrei, but only in the repetition of the Shliach Tzibur towards just before he concludes with the bracha, the middle bracha of Musaf. Now, there is a central melody to Vehakohanim, and I will come to it in a minute, Vehakohanim, and that is a melody that belongs only for the Kohanim, and the way the Kohanim conducted the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. There is something about the Kohen Gadol, the chief Kohen, when he, we all know that he used to wear, he went five times to the mikveh. He wears five different clothes, especially when he goes into the Holy of Holies. With regard to the Nusach, in other words, the chanting, which is quite interesting because, as I said, it belongs only to the Avodah. Nevertheless, in other prayer where we mention the Kohanim, and maybe if I'll have time, I'll allude to it more, but I like to adopt the Nusach of the Avodah whenever in the davening there is reference to the Kohanim. And so, but basically that's what it is. There are Nichbat Ve'anora, the Chazan cries, breaks down, so to speak. And the famous composer in Germany in the late 80s and 19th century, Louis Lewandowski, wrote it for choral music. And maybe one day I'll be able to play it for you, but it's more important what the Shliach Tzibur, what the Chazan is doing. Then I'll come to a few other things that I wanted to mention. The Chazan sings, and usually when we sing the Kohanim, when he says the words of the prayer of the Kohanim, only the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Tefillah, says it. The people listen carefully, except when there is some kind of a nigun without words that they sing. And I will allude to it as we come to it, and in very shortly I will touch. The melody itself, there is an opinion that it is a very, very old Nusach. I'm talking now about the music. some of them say that it is even Mi-Sinai, that it may have come from Sinai. But the idea Mi-Sinai really often means that it's really ancient. And since it is ancient, then it is old, then we can call it Mi-Sinai. By the way, just another short remark before I go into the music itself. On Shavuot, Musaf, in the repetition of the Amidah, there is a piyut, there is a some beautiful text that speaks about the Shavuot. And the chanting of it, it took me years at the beginning of my career because I never heard of it before. But then I discovered that you use the musical motifs of the HaKohanim. And it goes like this. Az shesh meyoz u'shelosh esrei midos. It's the HaKohanim and a little bit of Kol Nidre. And the reason for it, one day we'll deal with Shalosh Regolim, so I will tell you more. So that's really what I have to say so far. Now what I want to do is the following. I would like to, before we start the Amitz Koach, I don't know if you have in front of you Machzorim, I don't have in front of me an art school I have and all, but it is after the Ochilal Hayayim Pifios, where we pray after Aleinu Leshabeach, which is in the middle of the davening, not the end. We have Hayayim Pifios and then Ochilal Akel. And the Ochilal Akel, I would like to sing it for you once. It's not really the Avoda, but it's an introduction where I pray, the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, prays that he wants God to accept his prayers. Or in other words, he's asking for permission from God to pray to God. To pray to God. Ochila lakel. And it goes like this. Ochil alakel, achalefanav, eshalam imenu, maneh lashon. Very often the congregation and the chazan, ay, 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 da, 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 boy, boy, boy. That's a bit of Hasidus. No, let me start again. Ochila lakel, achalefanar, eshalamimenu. Manela son, ay 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 ay, da 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 da, asher bikal am, ashira huzo, abiyar nano. Beyad mifala leyadam mahar chayelem umeyadoy shem manev veloshom. Ad Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi yagid tehilasecha iyu leratzon imreifi vehegyon libi lefanecha. Ad Hashem Tzuri v'goli. So we have for Ochila Lakel, we have Yareti Bivtsosi and Rosh Hashanah right at the beginning of the and end of in Musaf on yeah, and so on and so forth. Da, 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 da. Now comes the official, I mean, the official avodah, avodat Yom HaKippurim, the service that the Kohanim do it only once a year, and that is on Yom Kippur. And it begins, since we are mostly Ashkenazim, we start with the tefillah called Amitz Koach. I normally start Amitz Koach Habir. Ve'rav onim. God is strong, full of onim, also koach, different word, power. Then we go to the end of that, and here is a nusach that we don't hear about it very much at all. It only begins with, so the conclusion of the first prayer says, you may see it in the Machzor Chazan, Mazim Alav Mei Chatat Letaharo. And that belongs only to that prayer. We never have that anywhere in the davenings of the whole year. Not Yom Chol, not Shabbos, not Shalosh Regalim, not Rosh Hashanah, only Musaf et Avoda for Yom Kippur. And that will repeat a few times until we go to the Kohanim. So please listen to that. Mazim alav mechatat letaharo. Zorek machtir umaktib. Leitragel bavoda. And I will sing it for you again without the words. Da 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 da. I remember the beginning of my career as a chazan. I was told it was in Johannesburg, even in London, and also in New York, by some members of the shuls who used to say to me, "We never heard it before." I said, "Well, you hear it now, and please listen." So let me repeat the Mazim Alav. Mazim Alav Meichat. Mazim Alav Meichata. Letaharo zorek machtiru meitiv lehitragel bavoda. Then after that we go to the Pesach kasu betoratecha kasher asa bayom hazeh tziva Adonai lasot lechaper alechem. And then comes a prayer, Nilvim. Nilvim elav nevonim yeshishei shar, noamim lo krana beficha, and so on and so forth. In other words, the elders of the community join the Ribono Shel Olam, and they talk about the ninth day of Tishrei, and so on. And it concludes with Paga. You go to the very end of that tefillah, and it says, Pagash v'samach yado al rosho. By the way, there is another version in some machzorim, Pagash v'samach yadav, both, then Pesha'av oda. In other words, he puts his hands on his head and he admits his sins and he doesn't hide anything. That's more or less the translation. I'm sure that art school has a better translation than mine. But the music, the chanting is exactly this, the same. Pagash v'samach yadav, or yado. Okay, let's do yado. I don't know which machzorim you have, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, but it doesn't matter, either yado or yadav. Pagash v'samach yado al rosho. Peshav oda uvechubo lotamam. Exactly the same as mazim, but we have to make sure that we set the words properly, where we have to have some kind of a comma, let's say a comma, and not jump one into the other, and because if we do, we lose some of the meaning of the text. And that's extremely important, because if we don't pay attention to the punctuation, that means that I sometimes question the kavana of the shliach tzibur in the davening. And that doesn't make me terribly happy. I've heard, I don't hear the, because I've been davening myself, but some of my students, I warned them, and they used to sing me all kinds of things. And no. Just do the way I give it to you. So let me repeat it again. Pagash v'samach yado al rosho. Peshav hoda uvechubo. I mamish gave you the simplest possible way to do it. Sometimes I elaborate a little bit, but basically that's how it goes. Now, so having done that, we have something very important. B'chach haya omer. Now let me just make a short comment. V'chach haya omer, the Kohen Gadol says, one second. Oops, sorry, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
We can hear you. Yeah, we can hear.
I'm sorry, because I moved the machine. Now, v'chach haya omer, ana Hashem. Now, the machzor that I have in front of me is Machzor Rabba. Traditional, old machzor, and it has commas or periods, and like a full sof pasuk. V'chach haya omer. Chazan says it, and then the congregation repeats what the Chazan says. So if I say v'chach, not if, when I say v'chach haya omer, congregation, v'chach haya omer. What I've done is all the rabbis whom I worked with, and all of them were terrific rabbonim, really, one by one. And not all of them were terribly musical. So I said to him, just repeat shortly the melody the way I sing and lead the congregation. And it worked very, very well. And I had only one rabbi who was not terribly musical, but he got it. He got it. So, v'chach haya omer, ana Hashem, congregation, ana Hashem, chatati, I sing, aviti, they repeat, pashati lefanecha ani uveiti, congregation, pashati lefanecha ani uveiti, I sing before you myself and my home, ana v'Hashem, please Hashem, kaperna, forgive, lachataim, to the sins, laavonot, which is another word for sins, lapshaim, the crimes, shechatati, that I sinned, v'sheaviti, I turned the text, and so on and so forth. So let me now sing it for you, because that's extremely important, and this Nusach is a must. I forgot to tell you something. When I sang at the beginning, Ochil Alakel, the prayer for the Shliach Tzibur, asking Bakasha to the Ribono Shel Olam, to God, asking him for permission to pray to him, lately I've been hearing that there some yeshivas came out with melodies and they sing. It's beautiful. It's very pretty, but it's not Nusach. And if something important pertains to davening of Yamim Noraim, everybody asks, how is your Nusach? What Nusach do you do? So I always take my students all over the world, because I have now an institute in Germany, in Belgium, starting soon in Paris. And so I always tell them, my job is to teach you the Nusach. You want to sing that other melody? That's okay. Thank God I don't listen to it. So it's all right. Now let me give you the V'chach Haya Omer. I'm taking it low, so whoever wants to sing along with me is welcome to do it, and you don't have to strain yourselves. V'chach Haya Omer. Can we try and sing it together? Is there a way, or shall I continue? Try. V'chach Haya Omer. Good. Ah, there is a lady singing. Nice.
Oh, Omer.
Okay. Let me continue. Now we go to Ana Asher. Actually, the scale. Again. Ana Asher. Atasi. Atati. Aviti. Aviti. Pashati lefanecha.
Pashati lefanecha.
Ani. Uveiti. Uveiti. You know what? I'm going to sing it for you again, and I'll take a short break for 1 second so you will understand that it should be repeated. But if you are recording it, and you're welcome to do that,
I think it's better everybody stays on mute. I think that's just the better. They can sing on their own. And if I may, can I ask a question? What you said before, may I? We're talking about Ochil Alel. So right, the beautiful tune. I think they all sing Ochil Alel, Ochil Alel. So that's, I think, become very popular. I guess my question is when Nusach, quote unquote, mandatory? Like when the Maharil says you're not allowed to change the Nusach, and when do we have permission to sort of, you know, inject? And it's not so simple, because people like the songs more than Nusach in today's generation, I think.
No,
I don't know if you want to address that or want to wait till the end. If I'm sorry, but
ask. So Rabbi Jay, for one say that Ochil Alakel, and then the Amitz Koach, the first two piyutim that I just gave, they should be ended that way. I haven't heard anybody trying to break that. So thank God for that. V'chach Haya Omer is important. V'hakohanim for sure is important. You cannot break it, because this is Nusach Mamish, ancient. And you are absolutely right. The Maharil made one mistake. And I have his for him, he was a chazan also. He codified the Nuschaot, and he once davened in another shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he sang his own melodies and not the melodies that were done by the congregation. For example, in Malchuyos Zichonos Shofos, there is Nusach, but we can move away a little bit, as long as we come back to it. There was a famous Chazan Leib Glantz, who used to move away sometimes, but he was a genius, and he always came back to the traditional Nusach. That's why I was a big chassid of his. And an interpretation, forget it. I mean, this was genius. All right. So Malchuyot Zichonot Shofarot is okay. Hayom Te'amtzeinu, at the end of Musaf, you can sing any melody you want. There is no problem. On the other end, when we start the Amida, the repetition of the Amida, Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu Elokei Avraham. Ay, 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 Elokei Yitzchak Ve'elohei. That's Nusach. You cannot change that. It's not allowed. And I look at it, Mamesh Ezechok, when Maharil did what he did, and I don't know what he did, he Nebuch was punished. And he attributed the punishment to the fact that he used it. And then he says, always sing the melodies that the congregation does. And use the same machzor. The Shliach Tzibur should use the same machzor as the congregation does, so that there is no discrepancy in the text and whatever it is. Well, let me sing for you the V'chach Haya Omer, because it's very important. V'chach Haya Omer Ana Hashem Chatati Aviti Pashati Lefanecha Ani Uveiti Ana Vashem Kapel Shechatati Vesheaviti Veshepashati Lefanecha Ani Uveiti Now, Kakatuv beTorat Moshe Avdecha. The music that I use from Yehuda Leib Ne'eman, one of the, from a descendant of the Talmidim of the Gra who came to Yerushalayim. So I trust very much his Nusach, plus my own Rebbe when I was a little boy, and as an adult, Shlomo Ravitz in Tel Aviv. So Neeman gives you, but we can sing the melody that is very well known. I don't know how it is in Canada or anywhere else in the world, but in my shul it goes very well, and the people, congregation loves singing it. And they, it goes like this. Ka, 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 tov, betat Moshe abnecha, mipi chevodecha, ki vayom hazeh yechaper alechem, letar etchem, mikol chatoteichem. I'm sure that it is, this melody is known because it's taken from a composition that I hope I'll still have time, a huge composition for Chazan and choir. And so, of course, the big composition, you need a first-class choir and everything else. But the melody... יחפר עליכם לתארכם מכל חטותיכם לפני אדושם. So that we are, and now, וכך היה אומר, כך היה מונה, three times, והכהנים three times. Now you are going to get the real, real stuff. One second, I'm trying to move a little bit here. So, yeah. So, v'hakohanim. I need also the machzor. I'll put it here. Okay. Okay. Please listen. I'll do it as simple as very. Now, let me start and show you what happens, including the ay-ay-ay that the congregation likes singing very, very much. This one I did not hear when I came to Fifth Avenue, but of course I brought it in, and today it's part of the shul. Ve'akohanim another melody. Da 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 da. Haomdim ba'azara. Kishayu shomim. Now with a lot of crying. Meforash יוצא מפי חוין גדול. איי, 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 דאי, 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 איי, בבא, איי, דאי, 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 אוי, 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 בקדושה, Now comes that we kneel down all the way to the floor. Hayu koreim umishtachavim umodim ונופלים על פניהם. ואומרים, ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. I don't want to go into too much musical analysis because we move from key to key, but you get the idea. I for ya vea ko anim ay da 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 vea ay ay da 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 da. There are so many loose thoughts, but you have it and it's extremely important. I will go back to that later when the text changes. One second. Okay. Now, so this Ve'akohanim is extremely, of course, important. Ve'afu, and then we have, and we say it, the whole congregation says it, ואף הוא היה מתכוון לגמור את השם כנגד המברכים, ואומר להם, תתהרו, and then, ואתה בטובך הגדול, מעורר רחמך, וסולח לאיש חסידך. Then we have the piyut Sa'ad leilech lo lemizrach azara. The Kohen Gadol walked towards the eastern part of the Bet HaMikdash, and so on and so forth. Art Scholl will translate it for you much better than I do. And we say it quietly, the congregation, although when it comes to the word Sa'ak Bekol Ram, he shouted loud, La Hashem Chatat. Hashem accepts that we sinned. So usually people say the whole thing, but I said, Sa'ak Bekol Ram, La Hashem Chatat. Okay, you don't have to do it. I decided to do it. Nothing wrong with that. And it concludes with Tzalach uva etzel paro sheinit. It will be the same as those piyutim. The same as those piyutim. Like pagash v'samach yado and before. And it will be like this. And I would like to sing it for you. Tzalach. One second. I want to make sure that I got the right key for my voice. Ach, what? I know it by heart. Tzalach uva etzel paro shenit tzachat mateo I added a little bit. Again. Tzalach uvar eitzel paro sheinit tzachan matelu penei tzor itvada. Okay. Now, what we have, as a matter of fact, it's interesting. My machzor has at the bottom the Sfardi version. So, other than Tikanta Kol, yeah, okay, let's leave it now. Now, we come again with Chachaya Omer. Same as we had before. But Ani Uveiti Uvenei Aharon Am Kedoshecha. We see myself, my home, children of Aharon, the Kohen Gadol, Am Kedoshecha. So it goes like this. 1 minute. Vecha chaya omer. Ana Hashem Chatati Aviti Pashati Lefanecha Ani Uveiti Uvenei Aharon Am Kedoshecha. Ana Vashem Kapera Lachatayim Velavodno Velapeshaim Shechatati Besheaviti Beshepashatu Lefanecha Ani Uveiti Uvene Aharon Am Kedoshecha. And now the same Kakatuv, Kakatuv, Betorach Moshe Avdecha, Mipi Chevodecha, Ki Vayom Hazeh, Yechaper Aleichem, Letaher Etchem, מכל חטאותיכם לפני אדוני. And now comes the Kohanim, same what we had before. No change. But I can sing for you from this time, not from Neeman, but from my Rebbe Ravitz. A different version. If you don't mind, I'll be happy to do it. Otherwise, I'll move forward. Maybe I should move forward and then I'll keep it as a little bit for later. Because I want to move forward. All right, we are Kohanim, so I get it. And then we have ואפו היה מתכוון, ואפו היה מתכוון לגמור את השם, כנגד המברכים, ואומר להם כי תארו, ואתה בטובך גדול מעורר רחמך, וסולח לשבת משרתך. Similar to what we had before, there is a big piece by Yossel Rosenblatt, but I'm not going to sing it now. I don't understand when it comes to shechting the kvisa for the bikurim, for the I don't know. So we have to get a sharp knife, deal with the blood. And why sing such a piece? Okay, now. What we have now at the end of the piyut that says kach ma'achelet chada, take a sharp knife, ushchato kaseder, kill the animal properly. The end is ritzui hazayot, taval ve'itzlif b'minyan, rum mala achat umata sheva. Whole procedure how we raised the sacrifice and drop it down and so on and so forth. And that, again, the same as we had the conclusion of the various piyutim earlier on. And it goes like this. Ritzui azayot taval beitzliv beminyan umemala achat umata sheva. Umata, we take a lower note. Let me do it again. Ritzu yazayot taval beitzliv beminyan. Umema umata goes down, mata umata sheva. Now next we have in a machzo v'chach hayamone, that's a used to count. And here, Rabbi Jay, I wanted to tell you that here we are permitted to sing any kind of nigun.
Any how does kind. That know? How do you know when you're permitted to sing and when you're not permitted to sing any nigun?
Study with me for about 5 years, you'll find out.
So, if I may, and I don't want to take you off course, if you want to leave it, that's fine, but I assume the whole Sephardic Nusach is totally different.
Totally different.
They don't have any.
However, I'm glad you raised it up. I'll be short on that. Years ago, as part of getting my higher academic degree, did a research of the difference in Nusach between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. And I will not go through the whole thing now. I'll just say two sentences. The Sfaradim, the Yemenite, the Taimanim, the people from Djerba, where we think that their music may have been the closest to Beit HaMikdash. We'll talk about it maybe at another opportunity. There is a problem with them. I'm not talking about the motifs. The mannerism of producing the sound. They are very nasal. If I remove the mannerism, the nasal mannerism, and some of the notes that the Sfaradim do, because they do it longer, there is quite a lot of similarity between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. So East meets West, or West, East meets West, or West meets East, whatever. So you are right. You're right, there is a huge difference, but that's what it is. We are the people who were spread all over the world, and people were influenced by a lot of them. All right, now I wanted to do for you Lechach Hayam Oneh. And also the congregation repeats it, but I will sing it for you step by step so that you'll get it. First, I would like to sing it as a nigun because it's gorgeous. Achat ushtayim, achat v'shalosh, achat It's a lovely nigun, and we have it three times. Maybe by the third time, the congregation may know. Let me do it once more. I'll take it a bit higher. It's too low for me. Oh, a tenor voice. It's a little. Tell you, on Yom Kippur, I cry a lot. Not with lots of, but I have always tears. This nigun goes right into my heart. And I hope to use too, whoever listens. All right, then we have the piyut, Ratz v'hini cho bakam, v'shachat sa'ir v'nishechts, and with the blood, and again, Rigel ve'amad makom vi'ud aron, the same melody. Rigel ve'amad makom vi'ud rishon, ratza zayot kemaseh dampar. Same melody. And then Bechach Hayam Oneh, you have it, I sang it for you. Then comes the piyut, Rahat v'hinicho v'dam par natal, and Chazan says, Shakadova etzel esayir echai shigyona uzedono Yode lakel. Then comes Bechach Hayah Omer, the same thing, but this time there is of course addition because we ask the Ribono Shel Olam, forgive us the sins that were sinned by, and in plural, it comes in plural. They sinned, they were naughty. Who? Amcha Beit Israel. You, all the people. So first of all, the first one was for myself, and then with the Kohen Gadol, the second time, and the third time, all the, but is there, I mean, I can give it to you quickly. Asho lefanecha amecha beis Yisrael. Anav Hashem kapena lachatoyim velavonot velapeshayim. And Kakatuv, the same as we had before. Kakatuv. All right, I want to move on, because the clock moves on. I'm ready to teach longer. And then Vakohanim, the same way, so you had it. And then Vechachu Ayamit Kaven, the same as we had before. And we had a long, 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 long piyut. And it concludes Ziv Oram. Zivoram kashachati bakar kulam iso veyarovno bigon solami asheyam Shekachalo Ashreyam She'ad Hashem Elokam. Reminds us the Nusach of Slichot, because Slichot is a very important part of the davening. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Ziv Oram, that's okay. Now there is a question whether some say the Yom Tov Haya Kohen Gadol L'chol O'Avav. I always convinced my Rabbonim, whom I worked with, and I only worked one in Johannesburg, one in London, and five rabbis at Fifth Avenue. Altogether, I worked with seven rabbis. So that's wonderful. And each one was excellent, excellent. One less musical, one more musical. But I asked him, do you mind if I will say it? I think it is the most beautiful. Meshalom bli pega. And then the year at song, what the year should be. And I usually improvise. Nobody has ever made anything. And I think one of these days I will sing and I will compose a text, music, I mean, sorry. I will compose music and maybe let it be. And I'll try to be very melodic so the congregation can sing it along. So that's basically the Avodah. After that, we have Asara Arugei Malchut. Officially it does not belong to the Avoda. I really intended to give you a couple of things, but all right, it's okay, but you got the accent, the emphasis was really on the Amidah, and I'm so glad that I was able to spread a little bit and explain to you, what it is all about it. If I may take 2 minutes to give you a gift on the Zoom. I don't know how you people say Kiddush for Rosh Hashanah. Many people say Kiddush like Shalosh Regolim. I composed it based on Ta'amei HaMikra, the way we read the Torah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and some of the Nuschaot of the Tfilah. I will sing it for you once, but that's my gift to you all. Is that okay, Rabbi? Another 2 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, I want to hear, because I just do Asher Baruch Avraham Mikolam, and you're going to tell me that's wrong, because that's the Shalosh Regalim and not the Rosh Hashanah. Right. What can I do? So I want to hear. I'm listening.
Right. Let me do it. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, borei peri agafen. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher bachar banu mikolam, veromemanu mikol lashon, vekideshanu bemitzvotav. Vatiten lanu Adoshem Elokeinu be'ahava el yom hazikaron hazeh yom teruah mikakodesh zevechel litziyah Mitzrayim. Now I give you permission to sing the well-known melody. Kivano bachata, Yudano kidashta, mikolami. Enough for what is known. Now we go to the Nusach. Udvacha emet vekayav lavavad baruch ato adoshem melech al kol haaretz mekadesh Yisrael ויום הזיכרון. די, 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 אל טאץ' אוף נעילה. ונשחיינו, ברוך אתה השם, אלוקינו, מלך העולם, שהחיינו. וקימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה.
Okay, can I say amen now? But okay, thank you. Just I see one quick question. Okay, if anybody wants to ask any quick questions, we can take a few minutes. If anybody wants, now you can unmute yourself and talk. But Somebody wanted to know the Nusach was Lewandowski, the Kachayomer. And I composed, you said that was from a larger pew. I don't quite follow the question. A bit puzzled. Is the Chachayomer Nusach or composition you were singing choice, the one composed by Lewandowski?
No.
That it was,
I did not. There is one. I don't have the Lewandowski book here in my country house now, but he has it really, he gives more emphasis to choir more than for the Chazan. And that surprises me a little bit, because after all, but no, I did not touch on, 1 second. I don't touch on the Lewandowski. I touch on the traditional.
But the Kivanu Vacharta is Lewandowski, right? Kivanu Vacharta. That's Lewandowski, yeah. Kiddush, right?
It's been killed in America a little bit, the melody, but that's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a whole other subject, but I think a lot of Orthodox shuls didn't want to sing Lewandowski because he was composing for mixed choirs. Is that that's what I once heard.
Okay, so let me tell you, Rabbi.
No,
I tell you something that you know probably, or maybe you don't. So it's okay. It may be a chiddush. Yes, you're right. He was a reform, or I don't know, they call it liberal reform in Germany, whatever, they're about the same. So, when Rabbi Hirsch, Samson Raphael Hirsch, broke away from the community in Frankfurt and established the outstreet Gemeinde, in other words, the community that went out, he permitted to sing the melodies of Lewandowski. The melody, it's only the melody. They didn't have a mixed choir, of course not. But he advocated a choir of boys and men. And because of that, I'm sorry, the noise, they are cleaning the grass outside. And but he permitted it, the boys and the men. But he permitted to sing Lewandowski, and it is in books.
Interesting. I was in Breuer's in the summer for Shabbos. I davened in Breuer's at my visit in Washington Heights, and I went to I wanted to go to Breuer's. So the choir wasn't singing; they were up in the summer, but they had the chazan, and they do the Lewandowski Kiddush in Breuer's, like at a Yom Hazeh. That I found that very interesting. I find it. But whatever, just very interesting. Yeah, it's beautiful tunes. Okay, I think it's getting late. We'll let you go. Next week will be Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah, yes. Next week we'll go back to 12:30 next week, if that's okay. And instead of 12:45, yeah, that was just that was. And tonight, of course, we will have our regular Parsha Shir. Chaim Schaffner, Rabbi Chaim Schaffner, Rabbi of Kesher Israel Synagogue in Washington, D.C., right near the White House, will be giving the Shir today, 8:30. I also will be giving my shiur tomorrow morning. We'll be 9:00 instead of 9:30. I understand people, of course, are busy, but we'll be talking on the machzor. I won't be doing so much of the singing, but I'll be discussing the amida of the Shmon Esrei, hopefully some of the analysis of the words. So that'll be tomorrow at 9 a.m. as opposed to 9:30 a.m. Those who can make it, great. If you can't,
The problem is I daven here at 8:30 in the morning.
Well, you don't have to tell me. This is my regular Friday morning shiur.
And then I do a Torah and Dorim.
So we did. In 3 weeks, all we're doing is Zachrein Elochai Michamocha, and in the middle of Ubechein Tein Pachlecha. So that's what in the middle. We go very slowly, but the Ma'ayin and the Tfilot is very, I find it very useful. And those, if anybody else finds it useful, that's an extra bonus. But anyway, so that's more
so
than.
I'm so glad you're doing it. Because
and then, of course, on Monday, we'll resume, of course, Monday, because obviously on Sunday, Rosh Hashanah, but Benny Guzunte will finish off a series on the Bavli and the Rishami, the differences in Tilot and all our regular classes. So those who I don't see before Yontif, want to wish everybody Shana Tova, Aktiva, V'Chatima Tova, all the best. It'll be a wonderful year, happy, a healthy year, and a year of unity of the Jewish people. That's, I think, this year.
Amen.
And the unity of Jewish people. a lot of good things with the two. So let's
We who are 7 hours ahead wish you and Chazan Malavani and family a Shana Tova Mevorechet.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Be well. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shana Tova.
Shana Tova. Thank you. I heard you singing. It sounded good. Amen. Can you hear it soon?
Shana Tova. Shana Tova. Thank you, Rabbi Jay, and thank you for that wonderful lecture. And for all of them.
Jennifer, you got to get up half an hour earlier tomorrow. 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine. Loving it.
I know. You like that. It's before shul in California. Yeah.
Loving gotcha. That. Yeah. Okay. The time zone is in my favor there.
Yeah, when I do early. Learning. Okay. I don't know that I would get up at 6 o'clock a.m. for a shiur, but I guess I'm not as dedicated as you are.
No, I wish I could say it was discipline. I'm a morning person.
Yeah, you're well
worth getting up for, all of you.
Thank you. Okay. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.